You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is an update. If you recall, this was actually a little while ago. It was a guy who was deciding between the nice five the hot nurse eight.
Right.
Yes. Can't remember what
from her past. I think
we said hot nurse eight.
We said because he was eight.
He wasn't really into that five. Just because she was nice.
She was so nice.
If you missed the original email, this is a little recap here. He's a 24-year-old guy. He was messing around last summer with a hot nursing student. She's an eight. He's about a seven. He wanted more, but she didn't because he, I guess, has a kid and she doesn't want kids.
Oh, yeah.
So he said right now, this was a few weeks ago, he was with a really kind girl who's only a five. Little thick, that never bothered him.
No.
He's never had a woman treat him so good, though.
Of course.
But when they had sex, she would be a too tight.
She'd be what?
Too tight.
Too tight, Lise.
Too tight.
I was trying to be subtle, Lise. She was what?
What?
What was wrong with her?
Too
what
tight.
Name? I didn't hear you.
Her vagina was tight, Lise. Huh? Speak up. Wait, Lisa needs clarification. Lisa needs to know exactly what you're talking about.
She was what?
Really, really tight, Lise.
Can you say it again?
She was tight.
My Aunt Lisa.
What? What are you saying, Dave? She's what?
She was tight between her legs, Lise.
Dave was like, she was a little too tight.
She was too what?
Yeah, a little too tight.
She was too what to... Wait.
In between the legs was like a vice grip. Oh, I get you now. Okay.
I don't remember that part of the story.
I didn't remember that part.
It was. You're going to have to say it again, but louder.
We didn't focus on it, I don't think, too much.
No, it was
I tried
like
to
that.
Skim by it again, too, right. But that didn't work.
Who's she fighting?
No, her vagina's tight.
Super tight.
So he's not right?
No, tight vagina.
Say it again.
Super tight.
This is the future of our show. We've been doing it so long, and I can't hear.
We've got
yes, you're
touch.
Right. Yes, you're right.
No, too tight.
I'm right.
Not right. Tight.
Wearing tights.
Lisa, look at me.
Lisa's got tights. Crotch.
Yes, tight.
Ooh,
why broken?
No, tight.
Twisted?
Tight.
Why do I care if she's flying kites? Who cares?
Fly a kite. Go fly a kite.
Jesus Christ. That is the future.
Say it again, Dave. Yes. I didn't...
What's there, man? With three
sunlight, turn up my whisper 3000.
His penis won't fit.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ! Well, don't be so loud about it. Don't say it so loud.
Screaming like that.
Oh my God, Dave!
I wasn't ready for that.
That's the funniest thing. A radio show that can't hear each other.
God damn it.
I'll tell you this. If we ever start in another market for the first whole day, let's be that show.
I love that. Oh my God. That's super Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Huh? I didn't hear you. I didn't quite. What? Gonna have to lay that celebrity dirt on me again. Who's
Jennifer Aniston?
She's white. Yeah, she's white.
No, no. Too tight.
Well, what did that bitch trip over? She tripped on something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's
I tripped last night.
We have fast forwarded. Probably not too far.
Probably not. So
anyways,
I got it now.
So she's too tight, Lise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one is this?
She's a five.
The five.
The five's
the five.
Tight. The five
five's
is nice.
Okay. Problems.
She's real
she's
nice and real tight.
She's thick.
Thick.
Yeah. Thick, nice, and tight.
Right.
Okay, that's how I like them.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Oh, boy. I don't know.
I don't know. My stars and goddess.
So they ended it another way. They had to end it another
She's nice.
Way. Yeah. The hot nurse, though, just reappeared in his life and wanted to meet up and smoke which the nice one doesn't do. So he was wondering, should he risk getting his feelings hurt by the hot nurse again, or just keep it going with the hot, thick, tight six or five? And we said, well, you can't. I mean, she's nice but tight. You can't. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a good fit. So just,
it's not a good fit.
Just go with the nurse and see what happens. He has gone with the nurse, and he's had some good times.
Right. Of course he has. Yeah. Of course he has.
He went with who? A purse.
He stole her purse. Why would he do that?
He took the girl's purse. Had a great time. The purse.
I don't know what you're saying.
Was it nurse?
Nurse.
Oh. Nurse.
There you go. Always go with the
Get us a nurse. I need one of those.
Always go with the hot nurse. That's the advice here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah, I mean, poor tight five, but.
Okay, so you've heard us talk on the show about how younger guys especially need to cool it on the porn because it's leading to a lot of erectile dysfunction problems. And a lot of young guys don't even realize that's what's killing their boner. Mm. But they're so programmed to getting aroused by a certain thing that when they get in actual sexual encounters with live people, their guy won't react because he's not getting the same stimulation.
Yeah, he's like, where's the screen?
So this guy's having a bit of a different problem than that. Similar but different. He said, I'm a healthy 38-year-old married man. Me and the wife have sex regularly, no less than once a week, generally more. But I'm listening to you guys for quite a while now, and I've heard your advice on giving up porn if you're having some issues downstairs. At the time, I really wasn't having that much of an issue, but fast forward to the present, I don't watch porn at all except when my wife and I watch it together. But here's the issue. The last few weeks, I have been having troubles getting erect. Now, I don't watch porn a lot, but I am on Instagram a lot. I mean, I check my feed at least twice an hour, and my wall is covered with big booty Latinas and hot chicks. Could this be my issue now? Are Instagram whores desensitizing me also?
No.
Do I need to stay away from that for a while? I just wanted to know if any of your listeners ever experienced something like this.
Sounds like he's panicking. He's like, oh,
well,
what
you
did I
do
look at?
Panic. You do panic.
If I couldn't get erect, I'm calling 911, dude.
911.
We should just start that service and be like, oh my God, what did you do last? Tell me what you did in the
I ate a pear.
Okay, let me write that down.
Is that what did it?
I don't see anything
here. I got into some walnuts.
Walnuts?
Yeah.
No, that's not it. Did you watch any? Are you on Instagram?
No, I've been watching Stranger Things.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
That's it. It's the 80s.
Jesus
the
Christ.
The 80s have come up and bit you.
Binge watching has destroyed my boner. Huh?
Unless he's jerking it to the big booty Latinas, then that could be, right? That's just another form of porn.
Yeah.
If he's just looking, the visual stimulation of it.
There's visual stimulation everywhere.
Right, you can see big booty Latinas everywhere you go.
Is he just,
what, Chuck?
He's just not into his wife?
Ladies.
What?
Wife!
Are you saying he's gay?
No.
Well,
maybe.
Probably.
You're saying he's a gay man.
Yeah, I am. He's not into it. Oh, you're saying he thinks his wife's gross.
Yes.
He's not into his wife.
Well, think about it. I mean, that's the only thing that, you know, being...
Maybe she's different than what he's looking at on Instagram.
I would assume she is.
By the way, he also says he loves pogs. What's a pog? Huh?
I think it's a fat-ass white girl.
Oh, damn.
You should have asked Siri what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what
the hell's a pog? Like with the game that people play? Pong? Pong like the video game?
Let's see what she says here. Siri. What is a P-A-W-G? No, I didn't say hey. Yeah. Hey, Siri, what is a P-A-W-G?
Regal Airport is a state-owned, public-use airport located...
He's into airports.
Yeah,
he's into airports!
Well, that's what's wrong. That's what
you can only get hard for planes. He loves travel. He's gay. Pong! Beer pong.
I have you guys have heard of fat ass white girls as a pop?
No.
Yeah, I've heard it.
We've talked about it on the show before.
I've said fat ass white girls, not pog, not the short form.
Well, it came in as pog, and we did a little research.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I don't remember. It's part of the aging thing.
It's not my forte.
I've seen, it's not mine either, but I've just seen that word, P-A-W-G, and it was one of those things. I was like, time to go to Google, because I'm getting too old to know what's cool anymore.
Google! Help! Help! Google, help us!
What's a POG?
Here's a guy that said,
POG. Cut out bread. Same thing happened to me, and I'm 56. I cut bread out. Dick is as hard
this
as a 25-year-old.
That guys like go like the littlest thing, like bread is the thing.
Boner emergency online.
Yeah, listen, my boner's not working. I think I think my socks might be too tight.
How tight are your socks? Right
I mean,
now?
They're pretty tight. Do you think that's
try
what's affecting
them? Off. Try taking
okay,
them off.
Okay, I took them
are
off.
They off. Are they off?
Nope, still like a noodle. What
oh
do you think?
God,
what do you think?
What do you think we could have? Have you had any bread?
I have had some bread. Yes, you think that's
okay? Number one, give up bread.
No, I'm throwing my bread out literally
right
this second.
Throw it away.
I'm burning it up.
Do you drink anything?
Do I drink anything?
Stop drinking everything.
I can't drink anymore. Anything?
No more drinking anything at all.
Okay, I'm cutting out drinks.
Not even water.
I'm cutting
until you get an erection.
All right, I'm going to stop drinking water till I'm hard.
That's it. Exactly right.
Thank
no
you, boner.
No sweets.
Okay, sweets are doing it too.
Sweets will kill your boner.
Yesterday it was kind of windy outside. Do you think I should have stayed in?
The wind can affect your erection.
Wind?
Sir.
Oh
stay
my God!
Inside.
They don't tell
drink
you that.
Water.
Oh.
Give up bread. No Jeez. Sweets.
Oh my goodness!
Down.
I'm
There's
writing it all down feverishly.
When hard, you may have one glass of water.
Okay. I'm writing that down, too. That's good
but
to know.
No bread. No bread.
But never
no
bread. Have bread again.
There's a painting in my living room. I'm making
Don't
eye contact with
painting.
It sometimes.
Do not look at any paintings.
Okay.
Don't look at any paintings or social media.
All right. I didn't know if the paintings were doing it, but good God.
What is the painting of?
The painting's of an old pirate man.
That's the worst thing
is that
you
what's
could
doing
have.
It? Yet?
That's the worst thing you could do is look at a painting of a pirate man.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Your testosterone will leave your body.
Jesus
go
Christ.
Go into the painting.
Nobody tells anybody this stuff.
Of course they don't.
My God.
Of course they don't. They never tell anyone.
Oh.
All right, good luck, sir.
Thank you so much.
We wish your boner well.
Thank you.
That's the sign off for everyone.
Yeah.
We wish your boner well.
We wish your boner
yeah,
well.
So, but this guy, he's 56. He claims he cut out bread and his dong is as hard as a 25-year-old.
I don't know.
There's other people that saying the keto diet makes people horny and gives them better erections. So.
Which one's the keto?
That's no carbs, right? It's kind of like Atkins, a different version of like the Atkins.
So does that just mean that you're just fat and it's affecting your...
Well, that's the other thing.
Could.
I mean, fat
I guess.
Can do it.
The There's a lot of things fat. I can do, like your blood pressure, your talk to a doctor.
Yeah.
It's like... You can't get a boner. You go to see the doctor says.
And that's so, with this guy who sent the email, he thinks looking at too much hot chicks on Instagram is affecting his boner. There's other people saying you're 38. It's kind of normal.
Yeah.
You might actually have regular erectile dysfunction.
You're getting older.
It just happens.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
I don't like that.
I know, that's bad.
Gotta go to your doctor.
No. To me, that's young. That's young, right?
Yeah,
well, it's young, but it's not young for like a miss. It's not young for like a misfire. And who knows? What do you say? How many times a week do they have sex?
At least once.
Right. So, I thought it was once a day.
No. At least once a week.
Okay.
Minimum once a week.
Because if he was like banging, if you're an older dude and you bang like three times in a row, and then on the fourth one, it's like, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
It's like, well, you might need a day's rest, like, you know, like God.
Yeah, he does. He needs
a day of rest.
Yeah.
So
Sabbath.
We don't think just looking at big booty Latinas and fat ass white girls on Instagram is affecting your boner.
It's probably more to do with bread.
Unless every guy
would have boner problems
absolutely.
If that were the case.
Yeah.
If you're just looking with your eyes and not with your hands pleasuring yourself, then that's not it. You could have some actual issues that you need to see a doctor about.
Well, it could be one of those things. It's like, you know, he's probably got normal erections, but he's just getting older and it's scarier because they're not like... When you were a young...
Yeah, exactly.
A young animal.
Exactly.
And it was just like, this thing won't stop. I can't do anything but control this.
Voice-changing technology as we speak to Anonymous here on the Dave and Chuck lines. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing okay, thanks. You gave something up, and it helped your boner.
Yeah, so I was dating this chick a while ago, and it seemed to be not really a huge issue, but it did happen, like, you know, sometimes. And it, I don't know, it was always like I was 19 years old, and all of a sudden it just stopped working. So we ended up breaking up, and I met this new girl who is vegan, and I switched. It's been about 9 months now, and I feel like I'm back like I'm 19 years old again. It's pretty amazing.
So going vegan, you were having some troubles.
Yeah, I wasn't like all the time, but it was like not spaghetti, but, you know, halfway in between.
Yeah, like El Dante or whatever.
El Dante. Slightly cooked noodle.
El Dante.
You guys had real trouble with that. El Dante.
El Dante, Presidente.
Whatever it is.
Make it too fancy. El Dante.
El Dunto.
It's El Dunto.
These noodles El Dunto.
Slamente.
But yeah, I do wonder if he just maybe, when he switched to vegan, if he lost some weight. That would be the key. Some dudes, it's like some guys are fine. They can gain weight. They're fine. Some dudes gain a little bit of weight and they're not fine.
Mm-hmm. The 56-year-old said, I have an enlarged prostate. The bread does work. Ask your doctor. It's the saturated fats that killing you. And I have sex 2 times a week now.
There's a lot of guys.
Put the bread down.
In their 50s that don't have problems at all. I'm sure.
It's just everybody's body's
different. Everyone's
different.
Yeah.
That's why a doctor's got to look at your blood, see what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. So to this guy who's reaching out to us, it's not Instagram. You can keep looking at all the chicks you want online. There's something else going on. So it could be diet. It could be another issue, but you probably should see a doctor.
It is funny. I could be like have a concussion or an eye out and I won't go to the doctor. But as soon as I can't get an erection, you get me the finest team
available
doctors.
Yeah.
Bring them all in. I need that. I need science.
You're like that, but I don't think a lot
Elon
of guys
Elon Musk
are.
Is here.
I think a lot of guys.
You give me Musk.
Musk.
He'll figure this out.
He'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, he will.
I think a lot of guys aren't like that, though.
Yeah.
I think they're too embarrassed.
Space XXX.
But if you ever want to reach us, you can. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Why did the Army blow up a guy's mom?
We need to blow her up.
Listen, we have to blow up your mother.
You know damn well we need to blow your mother to kingdom come.
No, you guys, this is a crazy story. You remember, was it just last week? We talked about the shocking discovery they found at a research facility in Arizona, where they found buckets of penises, buckets of arms, all sorts of
stuff.
Heads, big heads on little bodies, or little heads on big bodies.
Yes.
It was this body donation firm that they found out they were just selling them off to all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So this guy donates his mother's body to science.
Oh, so she was dead. Okay.
Science?
Yes.
But the U.S. Army blew her body up.
We'll buy her. Mm. I'll tell you, get a good price on your mom's corpse.
Yeah, we got a new bomb we want to test.
Imagine, I'd probably rather not ever find out. Yeah. Like, I'll donate the body and just never tell me what you do with it, if that's what I've chosen
don't
to
donate
do.
Donate the body.
Don't you always assume it's for something scientific, not something for war?
Well, that's technically science. Science?
I just think they could do like what they do on the Discovery Channel with those, you know, when they're slicing through and they have those kind of like fake bodies.
Yeah.
For science stuff, like that's what it is. You assume for...
They love testing stuff on... Yeah, I know. They love testing stuff
What was
on
up
Rio.
With the Frankenstein stuff they were doing, like sewing heads on bodies?
I think they were just having fun.
They were just having
fun. Just having a little
fun. Just having fun with leftover body parts.
My God.
But poor old Doris was strapped to a chair and blown up.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Here's the story from ABC 15 in Arizona.
Kind of, but take a listen.
Families who still don't know what happened to the bodies of the loved ones they donated to Biological Resource Center.
Her name was Doris Stauffer.
Jim Stauffer does know, but he almost wishes he didn't.
It makes it hard to reminisce in a joyful way.
Stauffer donated his mother's body in 2013 after she battled Alzheimer's. He trusted BRC to get her brain to neurologists who could hopefully learn more about the disease.
And I think that trust was what they fed on.
Years later, though, Stauffer says he found out what really happened. His mom's body, according to Reuters, was sold to the U.S. military.
Oh, she was then supposedly strapped in a chair on some sort of an apparatus, and a detonation took place underneath her to basically kind of get an idea of what the human body goes through when a vehicle is hit by an IED. Every time I would dream about my mom.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Dave.
I told you she was a quiet person. This person in my dream was angry.
Today, the inside of Stauffer's home is unchanged. Memories of Doris and the things she loved still on display, including a small box filled with the only 6 ounces of her ashes her son got back.
He stole a lot more than my mom's body. Because every time, you know, you think about her, every time there's a memory, every time there's a photograph you look at, there's this ugly thing that happened just right there staring right at you. She'll never be forgotten here.
Now, Stauffer is one of many suing BRC and its owner, Stephen Gore, who's serving probation right now for those illegal sales. But Reuters says the Pentagon actually told them they bought several people from BRC, but claim it was all under false pretenses, adding Gore misled the Army into thinking their families had consented.
Jesus Christ.
That is horrible.
Is the mom strapped in? Oh. Did you write all that down? Slow-mo. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Poor Doris.
Jets coming.
She's angry in his dreams.
Did you hear that?
Oh yeah, no.
When she comes to him,
I mean, here's the thing. I'm going to be real honest with him, though. I mean, mom doesn't know, so you're okay. Mom has no idea she was blown up with an IED. She doesn't know. She has no idea. She's no longer. She's just
fire the grandpa through the trebuchet.
Once everything stops, you know, even if you believe in something happening, you know, it's gone. It leaves.
Yeah.
And yeah. You can blow it up and do whatever you need.
Set it on fire.
Do they get money?
Mom! Yeah! All right, boys, write that down! She was... Whoa! Oh, my. That did not go as expected, huh?
She's still alive, or sort of, but keep...
Damn!
Bigger. Again.
That one got her.
Whoa! Whoa!
That's it.
So when they donate these bodies, do they get money? Is that the deal?
Yeah, like they were selling the bodies.
No, but do the did he get money?
I don't think
like,
the,
what
no.
is the, you
no.
just are doing it
I think
because
you just donate it.
You think you're helping like that guy said, like Alzheimer's thing.
Yeah, right.
My old roommate, he's got in his will, when he goes, he wants his wife to donate his body to the college we went to. Their science department.
Oh.
I guess just check out who you're donating to.
So here's what happened. Here's the whole donation story. He wanted to donate her body so they could analyze her brain to look for, you know, what causes Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
Doctors said that she didn't have the gene for the disease and worried it might have mutated. But in the end, her neurologist said he couldn't accept the body. So a nurse said, hey, you may want to contact this Biological Resource Center.
Oh.
And he did. He signed a form authorizing that his mother's body could be used for medical research, but he checked a box saying he did not want it used for military, traffic safety, or other non-medical experiments. So they use bodies for, like real-life crash dummies?
Of course.
I just thought they used crash dummies.
Of course.
cars.
They use bodies in cars and simulate car.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
That is not a department I want to work in.
Well,
the human body traffic safety department.
It's probably on like a different level than say like the automakers.
I just like keep picturing like the grandma's in place. Have the Voltron kicker in her face. See what happens.
Oh my God, you guys.
3 seconds of Voltron kick.
All right. Kicking. Three. No.
Two. One. Jesus.
Whoa. Head came right off.
Oh. Some of it, Grandma, and get her strapped in.
Use the Voltron sword on her on her torso.
Voltron sword.
I mean, it sucks. They gotta test stuff. I understand it, but it is. I've seen enough tests where they can tell, like, what it would do.
Dude, they do it on those Discovery Channel shows where they'll, like, shoot and they'll have that clear jelly with the organs and stuff. Just make some fake jello bodies, guys. Yeah. It's close enough. You can kind of see what's going to happen.
Like, don't you think that you feel a little bad, like, you're strapping grandma in?
It's crazy.
It's a crazy incident. And but you don't want that memory. I would just, if it happened that way by chance, hopefully I'd never found out. Everyone's better off not knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know that there are places that will buy bodies or they get them donated and all they do is dump them in the backyard and they let them just rot. And it's
I've seen that on something. They wanted to see how it deteriorates.
Yeah,
and
so that they can help when they're searching for cadavers of like people who've been. Yeah.
So people in the auto industry have texted they do cadaver testing in addition to dummy testing. They do use corpses for crashes.
Do they really?
More lifelike.
All right, Ed 209's in place. Is the grandma strapped down?
Grandma's strapped in. Commence Ed 209 fire test in 3, 2.
I'm writing this down. Fascinating.
It's crazy to like you call and like, I'm trying to figure out what happened to my mom's body, you know, like what, and then they're like, let me do a little bit of a check here.
Record sale. What's your mom's name? Sorry, we're dropping bombs on bodies right now. It's kind of loud here. Check the name there. Yeah. Well, we took your mom and put her... how do I put this? We put her in a chair. Tied the chair to a rocket. Fired it into space.
What?
Pardon me?
Let her re-enter and...
Just in a chair float.
She tumbled without any parachute or anything into a field of spikes.
Oh my God.
I don't know why we did that. I don't even know why we did that. But we did it. And then we lit it on fire. I don't know why we did that. But.
We fed your grandpa to a million spiders.
We needed to find out.
Goodness. That's a crazy phone
I mean,
call.
I know it's terrible. That guy's devastated. I get it. Like, when I think about even some of my own family members when my grandma died, they were upset just with the makeup. You know what I mean? They wanted to kill somebody because of the makeup that they did. I can't even imagine finding out they strapped your grandma to a Jeep and blew her sky high. I can't.
And you didn't give permission for that.
No. You said don't do that.
Yeah. Right. He checked no.
That guy's got a solid case.
Because this guy running this scientific...
He's going to get nothing from that guy. You know that.
Let's hope he goes to jail for a long time.
I'm sure he's going to, but I mean...
That's all I'd really want. I mean, mom blew up. I mean, not much I can do about that now, but at least that guy can pay for it.
Yeah.
I just keep picturing like a grandma in space strapped to a chair floating around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't re-enter.
We got 10 seconds until grandma re-entry. 10, 9,
eight, seven, six, five, one. There she goes. We're launching her. There she goes.
Oh, boy.
Grandma. Grandma's, she's go for throttle up. Grandma's go for throttle up.
She's on fire! I think she's on fire!
We expected some burning. Seeing as she's on the back of a rocket. Okay.
As we suspected, the only thing that's left is one of her slippers.
We're at Max Q. We're at Max. Grandma is at Max Q. That's when the highest pressure of the atmosphere is on the rocket and the grandmother at the same time. Ooh, the grandma does not look good. Grandma disintegrated.
Yep, she's gone.
Yeah, bad times.
That's
no,
nuts.
You don't. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Feel for him.
I mean, I know. It sucks. It sucks, but science, huh?
That's a wild.
Do you think, as he said, that she's come back to him and she's angry in his dream? Like, I think she's yelling at him like he's creating this.
Yeah. Oh.
Doris, what's the matter?
Yeah, goddamn idiot.
Oh, my God.
Is, you know, I didn't want anything to happen to me.
Mom, no, I'm sorry.
I want to be just buried. What'd you do? Gave me to some doctor. He sold me to the army.
I had a Voltron kick my head off.
His sword swiped me. Chopped off my leg. Look at me. Look at what's left.
They hit me with an experimental missile called the Thor.
An ion beam weapon was fired at me.
Ground me up in a big old pit of robot tiny spiders.
Why? Why'd they do it?
You know what they did to your grandpa? Robot centipede got him.
No, Mom. No, I don't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A woman in Alberta, Canada says she is traumatized after a big gust of wind blew over a porta potty with her inside of it.
Can you anchor those things down a bit?
Here's the story from Global TV. Let's take a listen.
Impossible.
It's a vile.
I don't know what just happened.
Skip the whole video.
Just skip the entire video.
Skip the whole video. It's 1 second long.
Okay.
It's a vile experience that just grosses her out every time she thinks of it. A repulsive reminder of what was supposed to be a memorable event with her boyfriend's family visiting from Germany.
Having nightmares.
The couple, along with their five-week-old little girl, went on Saturday to the Wings Over Springbank Air Show. But intense winds forced a sudden cancellation, and spectators were sent away. Before they left, Cecilia had to make a pit stop at the portable toilets, a decision she's come to regret.
As soon as I was trying to sit, actually, the whole thing just went on my back. Like, back, the door facing downwards. And I'm actually sleeping on it, and I could feel all the water and everything falling on me.
I'm getting a heart attack. It's like crazy. I just know that Cecilia is in one of those washrooms.
There were like five or six of them. They all tipped over, one after another. Like, yeah.
That's
why they couldn't find me, because they didn't know which one I was in.
It had trapped her inside. Stefan scrambled to hoist it up.
Stefan, help! Stefan is on his way!
Who did it, me?
To crawl out.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking like crazy. Yeah, it stunk. I was a mess. I had some toilet paper in it. I had blue water, pee water. I saw some needles there.
Oh my God! There's needles.
She was worried about potential
injuries.
Medics were called in, and she was checked out at the hospital.
Oh, I had like almost 2 hours shower.
This is an air show, for God's sakes. Who's shooting up at the air show?
Almost every Canadian.
It's the best way to enjoy the air show is on a little bit of heroin.
That's crazy.
Must in the shower for the longest time.
The wind was exceptionally bad that day. Viewer video shows bouncy castles at the air show taking flight. It's left the family wondering about those porta potties and their lack of stability to withstand the wind.
Nothing was anchored down. No weights on them.
No.
The only weight they had was the pee and poo and the chemicals.
Oh. What would happen if we would stand closer because of the weight to those toilets, and those 100 kilogram toilets would have fallen on our stroller?
Springbank Airshow organizers didn't respond to our request for comment. Super Safe Toilet Rentals said its spokesperson is out of the province and couldn't issue a response.
I left them two times now already a message.
They
never answered me back.
Hello.
And from Springbank Airport, they just say,
it's Stefan calling again. My wife was covered in feces and needles and pets. If you guys could give me a call back, I'd really like to work something out to figure out why the hell this happened. She was very, very upset.
Oh, how's she going, eh? We're out of town, eh? Out of the province, eh? So
is this a message or is this an actual person that
beep.
I think you just said the beeps there. I think I might.
Oh, sorry, eh? We're out of town, eh? Like went out of the province, eh?
As though you are talking to me as a person and not a robot. So
just leave a message after the tone, eh?
They are saying the beeps. Is that normal?
They say the beeps to you.
Oh, yeah, it's a Canadian thing, eh? You're from, obviously, again, from like Turkey or something.
I'm from Germany, but
beep.
I. Again, with this beep. I see, it's almost as if you are talking to me, but I can't figure out if this is a message.
Hi, this is a bathroom place, eh? Outdoor porta potty joint. You called us, eh? But we're gone, eh? We totally left the province, eh? And probably won't be back forever, eh?
The message.
So just leave a message. Hopefully, we hear it, eh? After the tone, eh? And then we'll get back to you. Beep.
Hi, this is Stefan. My wife was covered in waste, human waste. On the air show, we wanted to see the planes and take our parents there. And then she got blown over. Long story, bada boom, bada bing. Long story short, she was covered in feces and needles, I believe, of the heroin variety.
Wow, that's great. I mean,
I thought this was a message I was leaving. Are you there?
If you know the extension, eh, of the guy you want to talk to, eh? Then go ahead and enter the numbers, eh, and hit pound.
It's the craziest thing. So pound, it hits that there. And hello, is it? I'm looking for the receptionist or something.
Hey.
This is the crazy. You're there, aren't you? You're listening to me now. Just listen. This is Stefan.
We are not here, eh, because we had to go out of the province, eh? So. Please leave a message after the beep, eh?
Here's a tip. Don't rent your porta potties from Super Save.
No.
Porta potties. Okay.
Super Save.
Super Save doesn't care about
no
wind.
Yeah.
Be like my luck the one time I go into one of these things and it blows over.
Oh, that's crazy.
Reluctantly go in because I have
covered
to go.
In blue feces.
I wouldn't even know, like, to be totally honest. So we do something, we go outside as like a morning team.
Yep.
And Lisa has to do this.
Yeah.
She goes in and we see the thing tip over. I wouldn't even know like how to react because I know that Lisa just had the worst day of her entire life.
Yeah.
That's like the worst day of her entire. And we have to try and get her, you know,
to safety,
to something. We have to do something. I wouldn't even know what to do. I wouldn't even know what to do or say because I wouldn't want to get too close to you. I mean, quite frankly,
it would be awful.
It would.
And I think even days afterwards, she would be in one of those Darth Vader chairs and like it'd be real scary to approach her.
Yeah.
You'd only see her from behind. Like the back of her.
Yeah.
Get the hose, James! Get the hose!
Listen, I don't want to talk to anybody for about 3 years.
Oh, I know. We'd have to like make a rule. We can't even say porta potty anymore.
Right. Yeah, we could never just be around porta potties at all. That poor woman.
Yeah.
That's awful. Horrible.
And her German.
I've left several messages, but I'm pretty sure the guy is listening to me as I leave them. So
I've never seen them anchored down ever. I mean,
it's alarming now that you think about it. Anchor them down, Super Saver.
I'm pretty sure I was talking to someone on this show who has a tendency or had a tendency to flip them.
Mm. I don't know who that is.
You got a horn around?
Oh, no.
Ooh, Jason.
Jason? Are you guilty of, perhaps, porta potty foolery?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you can't hear.
He's just like in a porta potty right now.
Deep, kind of hear
deep
him,
in his
Jew
cave.
Really.
Oh.
Yes, I may have
flipped
a couple.
Yeah,
oh,
see?
You may have. As a young...
Have you ever encountered them anchored down?
No, they weren't. I was on crutches and I was able to knock them over. So.
Oh, wow.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Nah, statute of limitations is passed at this point.
Yeah, he knows it's law.
He does.
Even as an injured teenage Jew, he knew what to do.
He's up on his porta potty laws.
Just for fun? Were there people inside?
No.
No, nobody was in there.
Oh, okay. You were just being a little effort.
Yeah, I was being bad and.
Yeah.
It was for something really. I found out that, like, next day it was for a race for, like, a cancer walk and stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know. I didn't, like, they were pink now that I realized.
Oh, he was young.
Wow.
And dumb.
Super dumb.
Yep. But they weren't anchered anyway.
No, not anchored.
See?
Nope. I knew we had some experience on this show.
So that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. I would never risk.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, real terrible.
Yeah, absolutely horrible.
Awful. You never told me that part.
You never told me that part. Well, sometimes you just got to let it fly.
Yeah, that's true.
I hear
that's true. All right, I would never have risked dumping a porta potty just because I would think somehow I'm getting something on me.
Yeah, you wouldn't risk that.
I'm getting something on me.
Like it comes out its weird chimney or something at the top.
Something is going to happen to me.
Horrible.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.